case?
Case number 12835, Brenda Marshall seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 11525 and 115182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is a through lot located on the south side of South Shore Drive within the South Shore subdivision. The 91 address is 2 South Shore Drive in Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 230, map 13, parcel 387. The applicant is seeking a 29.8-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a through lot for a proposed pole shed. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 net returns.
Thank you. Is the applicant present? Good evening. Mr. Sharple, swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brenda Marshall, 2 South Shore Drive, Lincoln, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I've requested a variance for building a pole barn, 28 by 48 pole barn for the purpose of storing lawn equipment, classic cars, and work vans. My husband has a business that has work vans, and to better, for security issues as well as just so that's not cluttering up the neighborhood, he likes to store the vans undercover. We currently have a 2-car garage attached to the house. Our regular cars are in there, so we need the additional space for his work vans and also for his classic cars that he doesn't want sitting out in the rain. We have no opposition from neighbors. In fact, one neighbor has stated that it may cut down on the noise with Fleetown Road behind us. And because the property is unique because we have 2 front yards. Fleetown is considered it's a county road, so it's considered a front yard, so it has the 40-foot setback. We're asking for that minimum variance, what I think it's 11 feet or something like that. And we can't put it anywhere else on the property because of a septic system, no access with a driveway, and then we have a geothermal system as well. So we put it in the one place that it can go.
Okay.
And we did have a survey done.
Questions? He's not operating the business out of there. He's just bringing his vans
in. It is a mobile car detailing business.
Okay.
He does everything mobile. The only thing he washes is ours.
Sure. I'm familiar with the area. I would want things inside under lock and key as well.
Yeah. And it's all, we have other neighbors in the neighborhood that have their business vans out. And it's like, I don't like the look of business vans out, when you're driving around.
Right.
So.
Are there restrictive covenants that limit you got to put those things undercover?
No. That HOA is very, very limited, but they don't restrict it. But it's just our personal preference to have it that way.
Gotcha.
So you're 12 foot from your rear property line. How much more room is from your property line to the road?
10, maybe 10 feet. Didn't measure that one.
Okay.
Is there any effect on with this building with traffic visibility down the road?
No, not for traffic visibility. It'll keep us from seeing a lot of traffic and also reduce the noise.
Sure.
But no, for traffic that's on the road, no, it would not. Because we're not building it any taller than the existing houses, so it won't cause any problems with their view.
Understand.
We've actually made it better because we took a bunch of trees down.
That's what I was going to ask you, if those trees would remain or they're being
taken
down?
No, they're gone already. There's been a lot of trees taken down for this purpose and also for the septic system that went in November.
And the building's not built yet?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It's staked out. That's it. When they came out and did the survey, I had the survey company put the stakes in the ground.
That was smart.
Mm-hmm. It says there's a fence here. Is there a fence?
Yes, there is.
Will this...
We do not have to take the fence down for where we're putting the pole barn. It'll sit, it's maybe 2 to 3 feet from the fence. And I know that there was a permit applied for that fence. But I didn't do it. That was before I bought.
How long have you owned the property?
Moved there in November of 21.
Okay.
Where, can you point to us on the
on that picture?
Yes, where the septic and the geothermal system are, just so we can see.
Okay, this is the back of the house, solar panels here. Geothermal is pretty much the whole front yard. And the septic system, the old one is here, which they, demoed it and put it in. And then the new one went in this whole big area.
Is it a mound system?
Say that again?
Is it a mound system?
No, okay. It's underground. And the tanks, the two tanks are here, but the drainage field is all over here. And we've got the pole barn going here. That's where we've got it proposed.
Mr. Sharp, if this was considered the backyard, would they be a variance?
I think they would. Would they, Mr. Norwood, because it'd be 20 feet.
Yeah, the 20 feet would be the standard AR1 setback without.
And I believe the HOA was 25.
Gotcha.
And you have HOA approval?
Yes.
Okay.
In a very informal text message, but I do have approval. They're like, if you have room and you get county approval, go for it.
Understand. Mr. Sharp?
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Just want to clarify, this is as far away from the rear property line as you can get it.
Yes, we're asking the bare minimum of the variance. I think it was 11 feet.
Okay.
Because if we move it forward anymore, it won't be far enough from the house.
Okay. All right, thanks.
And to hear you say that, what is the, it looks pretty close. What's that, closest point from the corner?
It's going to be pretty close because there's actually a deck attached to the house as well. And it's basically going to be not much more than a mower width, maybe a riding lawn mower width for us to get through. So we may actually have to modify the deck a little bit if we choose to. But right now, we won't have to.
Less than 5 feet, you would say, probably?
5, 6 at the most.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We need the pole barn more than we need the yard.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12835 for Ms. Brenda Marshall?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12835 for Ms. Brenda Marshall and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12835 for Ms. Brenda Marshall. The requested variance is pending a final decision based upon the record.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So with a vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Mr. Hastings, would you like to stay and close the meeting with us this evening?
I will not. Mr. Chairman, I will have to recuse myself from case number 12834.
Thank you.